Hi, this is Jenny Chapman again, and we're going to do another podcast today. And this time I've got with me at the kitchen table, we've got cups of tea, and we've got with us Ron Hogg. And Ron Hogg, as some of you will know, is the Police and Crime Commissioner for County Durham and Darlington. And he was first elected in 2012.
That's right.
To that job. And my first question to you, Ron Hogg, head of the police, is, does anyone ever call you Boss Hogg?
All the time.
Good.
They also call me, for those elderly members, Big Breadwinner Hogg was another programme when I was
in. Oh, that's before my time, Ron.
Before your time,
you
had Boss Hogg, Big Breadwinner Hogg, they all come in as well.
But, well, that is good to know, because I was hoping it wasn't just in our house that you were called Boss Hogg. So, for the majority of people who have normal lives, what is a Police and Crime Commissioner?
Okay.
And why should we care?
You should care, because Police and Crime Commissioner's job really is to work with the people in our communities, to find out what it is they want from their police service. It's then my job to put all of that together and say to the Chief Constable, look, this is what the people want. It's your turn now to deliver. And I provide all the resources to assist. We also commission in other services, you know, from the local borough council, for instance, and from the voluntary sector. So, you know, it's about getting people involved, engaged in the policing, but it's critically about giving their communities a real say in what the police service does.
Okay. And when, I mean, what happens if you want something and the Chief Constable has a different view? How does that work?
Well, at the end of the day, we can discuss it. If we don't come to an agreement, I always have the prevailing voice. But to be frank, we work things through. We don't really fall out. We do have our discussions, we do have our disagreements. But what we always adhere to is the principle that the police service are only here for one thing, and that's to deliver a quality service to our communities.
Yeah.
And on that, we're agreed, so we can resolve all our problems quite easily.
Well, that sounds like you've got a good relationship there.
We have, and that's important, actually.
Yeah. So you think Durham is doing well?
Well, Durham has been judged to be the best force in England and Wales, and we're really proud of that, because we think that the communities in County Durham and Darlington deserve the very best policing. Mm. And I point out there's a number of reasons why that is. It's because of the leadership we have at the top of the force, and I'll take credit for being part of that. But also about our staff, our police officers, who actually are second to none. But what's really important, and we can't stress it enough, is that link with our partners and our communities.
Mm.
You know, we have our communities coming forward, wanting to work with us, and that is vital. And that's the thing I really want to keep, and that's the most important part of my job.
So what do you think, sort of crime-wise, the big problems, the big issues in Darlington?
The big issues, and really it's across the country, are about growth in child sexual abuse,
right,
which is really growing quite astronomically,
and
it's in fraud. And this is low-level fraud. This is about fraud over the internet. Actually, people are sitting in the homes now. They may be getting telephone calls asking for bank details. Don't give them, for goodness sake.
Mm.
Or indeed, they're getting money skimmed off the bank account over the internet. We've got to be very careful. And these are the areas where we have to put an awful lot of effort in. And what we're trying to do about that is, advise people what not to do, what to do in such situations, and make sure that our officers and staff are skilled to actually investigate.
So if I've got a constituent who's been victim of some kind of online fraud, the police would take that seriously now, would they?
We would definitely take it seriously. Again, what we need to do is develop better methods of investigating, and it is much more difficult to investigate. This is one thing the government's forgotten. It says, we can reduce police officer numbers. Investigating fraud, investigating sexual abuse actually takes much more police time than much more complex issues.
Yes.
But please let us know what's happening, otherwise we can't help.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing I get people coming to see me about is domestic violence.
Yeah.
And I see, some pretty horrendous cases, actually. And I have to say that once the police are involved, it does tend to, it does help, and things can be resolved, but the support that somebody needs in that situation goes way beyond, crime reporting. There's whole load of other interventions that are needed and ongoing support. Mm. I mean, is that something that you're concerned about?
It's one of our key priorities, really is, and it has been over the period I've been in office, and I've worked with Vera in Northumbria and Barry in Cleveland to do that. And we work with our women's groups here in Darlington. We've got great relationships with people down here, and what we've done really is using things such as body-worn cameras, we're now getting a you know, higher level of prosecution, successful prosecutions of domestic abuse at Crown Court.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of different ways that we can actually help the victims. But again, we want victims to come forward so that we can protect and we can help. That's what we're here for.
I mean, I think victims get a really rough ride in the justice system from, you know, from the word go, really. It's sort of, it can be difficult to report a crime in the first place. Then, the, you know, they sense that they're not being taken seriously. And then the court, you know, some victims have dreadful experiences. I mean, what should we, what can we be doing better for victims?
Well, one of the things that I've done is I've recommissioned the way in which we get our victim services delivered.
Right.
Previously, you, if you were a victim of a certain kind of crime, you automatically got a certain kind of response. The service we're introducing will actually meet the needs of the victim. So we'll assess what the victim's needs are. So, for instance, if someone is vulnerable, we'll actually give them a different service. For instance, I had my garage broken into it. I wasn't particularly bothered about it.
You had your garage broken into?
Well, attempted break into my garage, yeah. I got a call from victim support. I didn't need that.
Right.
But someone who's frail, who lives alone, who feels isolated, who feels vulnerable, they will actually need support and service to understand what has happened to them. So we're wanting to do that. But when we're talking about, you know, victims of domestic abuse and sexual offences, we've brought in the means whereby they can give evidence over the video into the Crown Court. So they can go to a very discreet unit. We've had this for over a year now. And again, it protects the victims and enables them to actually feel that they're cared for within the system, and it's less confrontational. So these things are coming together, and I just urge every victim of domestic abuse to come forward. Let us try to help you.
Well, thank you for saying that. I think that's an important message to get out. Have you been listening to The Archers, Ron? Robin Helen?
I don't listen to The Archers.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, they're doing a great job.
Is Robin Hood.
They are doing a great job on domestic violence at the moment.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And there's a really... Anyway, I won't say any more about that because you obviously don't listen to it. So you won't know what I'm talking about.
No, it's on Radio 4, isn't
it? It is, yeah.
I don't go beyond Radio 5.
Okay, all right then. I mean, can you say the other thing I've given you quite a hard time about over the years, because we've worked together since 2012, is this checkpoint project that you have, which I think you've won me round, but at first I was really concerned, as you know, about it being soft justice and people not being properly held accountable when they commit crimes. But it seems as if the evidence is starting to build that it's actually a really, really good way of getting people out of committing crime and turning their lives around and, you know, preventing crime.
Yeah. I mean, I welcome the challenges.
And, do you really?
Yeah, I really do. Because,
I believe you.
Because we like to take risks. I think I was called trailblazing the other day by the, Jack Dromey.
Right.
But we do take risks because what we're seeking to do here is to reduce reoffending. It's about understanding why people commit offences and seeking to address those issues that cause them to commit crime. So the checkpoint issue is basically, if someone commits a certain kind of crime, we'll offer them a contract with the police service.
Right.
If they have a direct victim and the victim wants a restorative meeting, they must agree to that.
So restorative is when...
You could either be a sit-down face-to-face, so that the victim understands why they were chosen to be a victim. And the perpetrator, really importantly, this is, they understand the impact that their crime has had. They see the real human side of their actions. And that's so important. I've spoken to many people who've gone through this, and the offenders really feel quite humble at the end of it. So that's a powerful message. But then we'll say, well, because it's yourself, Jenny, that we're dealing with, what is it that's causing you to offend? And it may be we have a drugs problem, alcohol problem, financial issues, etc. So we'll put someone to work with you to address those issues and get things ordered, make sure that you get the access to the treatment services that you need. And again, going on from that, there's an issue about an element of community payback, so that there is that level of, yes, I've done something wrong, I've actually got to put some of that right as well. And so far, we've had over 250 people go through the scheme, 96% success rate, i.e. people not reoffending, which is fabulous. And we are having it all properly evaluated by Cambridge University and numerous MPs within County Durham and Darlington. So
I'm giving you a rough time.
And quite right, keep doing it, because we do need challenge. We do need people to hold us to account as well for what we're doing.
I mean, what I do like about having you is that if I've got a problem with crime in Darlington, I know that I can get onto you. And I you know, it's been 10 o'clock at night and I've got in touch with you and you have found out the information that I've needed so that I can advise constituents. And that is something that I really have appreciated.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that. I did get a call from Graham Morris once.
Oh dear.
and he said, where are you, Ron? It's a bit noisy. I said, I'm actually by the pool having a beer. And I was on holiday in Tenerife, but right. I dealt with his issue. Yeah. Because to me, I'm there, I'm accessible.
It's your job.
I'm the only Police and Crime Commissioner for County Durham and Darling, yeah. and I like to be accessible at all times. Yeah. And it's bringing policing back to the community.
Yeah, and do you think Darlington is a safe place?
I think Darlington is a safe place, but we have to be real. We've got some real challenges going forward.
Mm.
And those challenges are coming from two areas. One is the ongoing level of cuts to policing itself.
Right.
But also the level of cuts to the local authority.
Hang on a minute, though. Theresa May said that you weren't having all these cuts.
Theresa May, yes, she has got that wrong. So did George Osborne. George Osborne said that... the police budget was protected, it was going to grow.
Right.
What that protected budget looks like for Durham Constabulary this year is we'd lose £457,000.
And what's that in terms, how will that be felt?
Well, how that stacks up is that I will put up the precept, and that'll cancel that out.
So it's a bit of extra council tax.
Yeah, extra council tax, that'll just about cancel that out. But then I've got about £3 million worth of other pressures, which are things like national insurance, pay rises, etc. So we're actually £3 million short in this Tory government protected budget, which is just abject nonsense. We're going to lose another 50 police officers this year.
50 more officers?
50 more to go.
On top of how many you've already lost?
We've already lost 310. We'll have lost, since Theresa May became Home Secretary, we'll have lost within a 7-year period 360 police officers. That's about 25% of our staff.
How long can you keep reducing at that rate before we are going to really start noticing?
We are really getting very close to the tipping point now, to be honest. Well, we've worked very innovatively to save money. For instance, we've tried to translate police officer jobs into police support staff jobs where they don't need to hold a warrant card. So that saved us money. We've used our money that we've got banked away to pay off some revenue consequences to save money. We've cut back on the cost of my office, for instance, by about 20-odd%. So we keep doing that. And we work closely with other police forces to drive out efficiencies, but with Northumbria and Cleveland and North Yorkshire. And also importantly here, we work with our fire service at County Durham and Darlington, because again, we share premises with them now, we share the same communities, and so we're working to save money all of the time, but we are close to the tipping point.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got to send that message to government really clearly, because one thing we cannot afford is for crime to rise in Darlington.
Well, but this is one of the issues, that crime is rising across the country, and it's right. I've had this argument for a number of years now that crime is changing, and I've explained some of the types of crime that change. And Theresa May says crime's falling, but she's using a crime survey of England and Wales, which doesn't include things like sexual offences or fraud or crimes involving under 16-year-olds. She's only measuring part of the crime scene.
Yeah.
And this year we will actually see across the country, I would expect a double figure rise in recorded crime. Some of that will be down to improved crime recording around areas such as harassment. So, you know, we'll see things like violence, but it's very low-level violence increase. But there is an underlying increase. Things like burglaries are beginning to increase again.
Right.
Shoplifting went up significantly 2 years ago, and it's just about holding steady. So that was a massive increase, and a lot of that was linked to austerity. People stealing food, stealing nappies and stealing household goods.
Because their benefits have been sanctioned.
Benefits being cut and so forth. And this whole regime. And what I found really in my time here is we've got a government who don't understand anything about policing or the dynamics of policing. They don't understand the importance of partnership working and how partnership working from the late 90s onwards helped to drive down crime by people working together. Mm-hmm. But those people have to be resourced in order to deliver the services.
Yes. So potentially quite worrying times coming our way then, from what you're saying.
I think very worrying times. Yeah. I think the only reassurance that we have is that here in Durham and Darlington, we do understand policing, unlike Theresa May and Mike Penning. We do understand it here, and we will continue to actually work very hard for our communities and with our communities to deliver the very top level of service.
But you're up for election.
Yeah.
Soon, 5th of May. And what happens if you don't win? Who would win?
Well, interestingly, I've two opponents. One's Conservative and one's Lib Dem, and they both want to increase the number of police officers. Well, my word to them is, well, perhaps, guys, your government should have taken all those police officers away in the first instance. It's a little bit late. And I don't know how they intend to fund that because, as I've described, our budget is, grant from the central government is falling, and there's no way to increase that money. The percentage of officers working operationally has never been higher, and that's been recognised by the Inspector Constabulary. So I think these guys are just living in cloud cuckoo land, but again, given their political parties, that's nothing much more than we expect, really.
So last time you were elected, though, it was a really low turnout, wasn't it?
It was.
So this time, we're hoping that more people go out and vote and take part in the elections, because hopefully a few more people know what a Police and Crime Commissioner is this time. And I know a lot of people do know you, because they've seen you on Facebook, or you've knocked on their door, because we go out and do quite a lot of that together. But, you know, hopefully this time turnout will be better and more people will come out and vote for you. I know I'll be voting for you, because I think you've done a really fantastic job. And I'm not just saying this because you're a Labour Party candidate either. Genuinely, I think you've been a very, very effective Police and Crime Commissioner. And whenever I've needed assistance with a project for young people, or, you know, support with domestic violence, or I think it was a suspected child abduction, those things, you have always, always reacted quickly and in a very, very effective way. So I really hope that you're successful. I hope you win. I hope that we can sort of carry on working together after the election in May. So really, thanks, Ron. It's been it's been great for you to come in and for us to hear from you. And hopefully it's sort of encourage more people to take an interest in what you do, and has explained the role of Police and Crime Commissioner that little bit better, because it's still new, still early days. Yeah. And, you know, the more people come out and vote, the more clout you've got, I think.
And I would welcome that. And thank you very much for your kind words. Let's go for another 4 years of keeping Durham as the best police force in the country.
If not the world.
If not the world. We're thinking of entering an intergalactic league just to get a bit of extra competition.
Well, now then. Thanks, Ron.